Today's WFIW, WOKZ local area weather forecast shows a 20% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, with partly sunny skies and a high near 85. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news. Fairfield Memorial Hospital announces the addition of Deandra Thompson, PAC, who has joined the medical staff of Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Deandra is a physician assistant who will see patients of all ages in Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Clinics. P.A. Thompson grew up in Flora and received her Master of Science in Physician Assistant Studies from the University of Evansville. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome yet another gifted and trained professional to our thriving hospital. P.A. Thompson possesses a caring demeanor, and her passion for taking care of patients is a wonderful addition to our excellent team of medical providers, stated Catherine Bunting Williams, FMH Chief Executive Officer. P.A. Thompson will begin seeing patients starting today at Horizon Healthcare's Fairfield offices. Appointments are now being accepted and can be made by calling 842-4617. More news right after this break.
I love my hardwood floors, but I wasn't sure how to take care of them. Carrying around a bucket was such a hassle. And even worse, my string mop left streaks and haze behind. Then I found Swiffer WetJet Wood, the all-in-one tool made specially for wood floors. Its microfiber-like pad is soft, and it sprays a light mist solution that dries fast. With Swiffer WetJet Wood, it's easy to keep up with the mess on my wood floors. Even that mess.
Swiffer WetJet Wood, proud member of the National Wood Floor Association.
At Frank and Bright Funeral Home, our family is here to serve yours with kindness, personalized service, and honesty. From unique planning choices, including a traditional funeral with burial or cremation, to a contemporary celebration of life, or just a simple gathering, Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora will support your choices with meaningful ideas, attention to detail, and a promise of value. For 85 years, Frank and Bright Funeral Home, Flora.
DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your five senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's peanut butter cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now smell it with your nose. Ooh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ, happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements.
And now the rest of the news. The Fairfield Police Department is establishing a hiring list and accepting applications for the position of telecommunicator. The department operates the Wayne County Emergency 911 Public Safety Answering Point and dispatches for 11 local agencies. This position includes an attractive benefit package, including insurance and retirement. Applications are available at the police department, located at 1002 Leininger Road. Applications will be kept on file for 1 year. The Johnsonville Community Days Truck and Tractor Pull, scheduled for today, has been canceled due to the weather and wet conditions. Bingo will still start at 6:30, located inside the Ruritan Building, and all events scheduled for Saturday and Sunday are currently scheduled as planned. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 5,018 new confirmed and probable cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 25 additional deaths. There were 57 new cases of COVID in our area, including 6 new cases in Wayne County. There were 13 new cases in Marion County, 12 in Effingham, 9 in Ridgeland, and 11 in Clay. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 3,584,009 cases, including 34,388 deaths in Illinois. As of Monday night, 1,487 individuals in the state were reported to be in the hospital with COVID. Of those, 152 patients were in the ICU, 51 were on ventilators. A total of 23,030,545 vaccines have been administered in the state as of Monday night. 4,692,031 of those have been booster doses. The 7-day rolling average of vaccines administered daily is 10,395. Tuesday, 11,622 doses were administered in the state. The Grayville City Council will hold the first of its two monthly meetings on Monday, August the 8th, at 7 p.m. in City Hall. An executive session will discuss action with the employees of the administrative departments, as well as collective negotiation matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives. They will also discuss the setting of a price for sale or lease of property owned by the public body. In old business is the water filtration plant, the ISP Health and Welfare Fund, two zoning requests, an amendment to the zoning ordinance, an amendment to the animal control ordinance, rental property policies, LED lighting for the ball field, and security camera system quotes. New business concerns revolving loan write-offs and ordinance violations. Also on tap is the consent agenda, treasurer's report, purchase order approvals and recognition of visitors, plus reports from the police chief, utility manager, city attorney, commissioners, and mayor. Grayville meets on the second and fourth Mondays of each month. The Illinois State Fair kicks off next week with new attractions and no admission price increases. Unlike everything else, the cost to get into the fair is not going up this year, says State Fair Manager Rebecca Clark. Clark says new features include the giant dinosaurs exhibit with over 20 huge robotic creatures, character brunches, and the Bass Mobile. Carnival, Mega, and Jumbo passes are still available, as are tickets to grandstand shows like Sam Hunt, Demi Lovato, Willie Nelson, and comedian Trevor Noah. The Illinois State Fair runs from August 11th through the 21st in Springfield. More information is available online at illinoisstatefair.info. Illinois' best junior livestock exhibitors will test their skills, showing beef, hogs, and sheep next Friday, August the 12th, in the Master Showmanship Contest during the 2022 Illinois State Fair. With the top winners in their respective county fairs across the state, the contest will occur simultaneously in two rings, starting at around 7 in the Junior Livestock Barn and Open Swine Barn. Competitors are to check in between 3 and 5 that afternoon. Special Show Them Who We Are t-shirts will be available starting August 10th at the IFB tent near the Livestock Barn. Governor J.B. Pritzker joined Tyson Foods Incorporated in breaking ground Wednesday for a $180 million expansion of their Caseyville plant in the Metro East. The expansion will result in 250 new jobs. The new facility is expected to be completed in the summer of 2023. The expansion will help increase production of Hillshire Farms and Jimmy Dean products. The new facility will feature automated warehousing and robotics. Tyson already has over 4,000 current full-time staff in Illinois, including more than 293 at the Caseyville plant. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 27.87 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 9.76 feet below its 15-foot flood stage. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 22.08 feet above its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bumpa Creek at Browns reads 18.69 feet, the Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi, 28.55 feet, and the Wabash River at Mount Carmel sits at 9.02 feet. Today's crude oil price is $81.54, down $2.12 from yesterday. The September crude oil price is $88.47, up 14 cents from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Senior Life Solutions program provides tools to older adults struggling with life's challenges. Senior Life Solutions is a confidential place, and with the assistance of staff, therapeutic interventions are provided. These interventions are explored during group discussions of life challenges and transitions, leading to healthy ways to cope in the present and future. Mental stability is fundamental to your overall health and is essential to a person's well-being and the ability to lead a balanced and productive life. At Fairfield Memorial Hospital, they want patients to know they are here for those struggling and offer comprehensive care with trained professionals. Mental health problems can impair a person's thinking, feelings, and behavior and can be serious and disabling. To request help or for more information, call Fairfield Memorial Hospital at 618-847-8298. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Penny Lassiter Lee of El Dorado died on Thursday, July the 26th. Funeral services will be held today at the First United Methodist Church in McLeansboro. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. Funeral is at noon. Charles L. Jumbo Gwaltney, 94 of Carmi, died on Monday, August the 1st. Visitation and funeral are today at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation starts at 10 a.m., followed by the funeral at noon. Burial with military honors will be in Little Zion Cemetery in Mill Shoals Township. Gerald Lee Harve Harvey, 78 of Chillicothe, died on Saturday, July 16th. Cremation rites will be accorded at a graveside ceremony with military honors held at Green Hill Cemetery south of Noble on Saturday, August the 6th, beginning at 11 a.m. A luncheon will be held following the ceremony at Winoose Liberty Church in Noble, Illinois. Verna D. Martin Webb, 83 of McLeansboro, died on Tuesday, August 2nd. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, August the 6th, at Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be held on Saturday from 11 a.m. until time of the service at 1, with interment to follow in Digby Hill Cemetery. Max Edward Big Max Tips, 85, of Fairfield, died on August the 2nd. Graveside services will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, August the 6th, at Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until time of the service at graveside. Winnie Margaret Trosclair Phillips, 82, of Norris City, died on Monday, August the 1st. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, August the 6th, at Campbell Funeral Home in Norris City. Burial will follow at Powell Cemetery. Visitation is from 5 until 8 p.m. tonight at the funeral home. Myrtle Irene Beard, 84, of Xenia, died on Tuesday afternoon, August the 2nd. A funeral ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, August the 8th, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, with interment to follow in Shaden Cemetery. Visitation will be from 6 until 8 p.m. on Sunday evening at the funeral home. Fern M. Busey Harrell, 94, of Flora, died on Wednesday, August the 3rd. A funeral ceremony will be held at noon on Saturday, August the 6th, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Cisney Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until noon on Saturday at the funeral home. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW, WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for a 20% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms with partly sunny skies and a high near 85. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Are you suffering from hormone imbalance symptoms like fatigue, night sweats, hot flashes, decreased sex drive, and weight gain? Asbury & Associates now offers BioT, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Nurse practitioner Melissa Klossman is a BioT certified provider. Melissa will review your lab results and develop a personalized care plan. Here's Melissa to tell you how the procedure works.
BioT is patient-specific palliating, which contains testosterone, testosterone or estrogen, and they're placed under the skin and released as continuous stream of hormones. These pellets dissolve and are absorbed into the body. About 6 weeks after a woman's first pelleting, we check hormones by drawing some labs. And once we find the best dose, labs are checked yearly. Women typically require pelleting every 3 months to maintain optimal results.
BioT is a simple in-office procedure. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment. 618-244-4800.
Time now to take a look at your WFIW WOKZ local radio sportscast. Things are starting to heat up in the NL Central. The Cardinals played the Cubs yesterday in a doubleheader and swept them, but the games were nothing less than sensational. In Game 1, the Cardinals beat the Cubs 4-3 via a Lars Nootbaar walk-off base hit. Let's kick it to John Rooney to see how it sounded on 105.9 FM WOKZ.
The pitch on the way. A swing, and there's a hit to right. Up with the ball in right field, Suzuki. Around third, Arenado's trying to score the throw. Safe! A Redbird winner! Lars Nootbaar got a sacrifice fly to tie the game, and the game-winning hit in the ninth.
And in Game 2, the Cardinals beat the Cubs 7-2. Here's Ricky Horton on the call. Tyler O'Neill hits a moonshot to give the Cardinals a 5-2 lead.
And here comes the 1-2 pitch. There he goes again, and that ball is hit hard and deep to left field. Backing to the track, to the wall, and it's gone! Big fly, Tyler O'Neill! A three-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning.
On another note, the Brewers lost to the Pirates yesterday. The Cardinals and the Brewers are now tied for first place in the NL Central, both with a 57-48 record. The Cardinals will take on the Yankees later on tonight. You can listen to that one on our sister station, WOKZ 105.9 FM Real Country. In other MLB action, it was the Athletics over the Angels 8-7, Astros 6, Guardians 0, Rays 6, Tigers 2, Blue Jays 9, Twins 3, Rangers 3, White Sox 2, Royals 7, Red Sox 3, Pirates 5, Brewers 4 in 10 innings, Dodgers 5, Giants 3, Rockies 7, Padres 3, Phillies 5, Nationals 4 in 5 innings, and the Mets over the Braves 6-4. In PGA action at the Whittingham Championship, John Huh leads all golfers with a 9-under. Sung J M is second with a 7-under, and we have a two-way tie for third. Peter Malnati and Brandon Wu are both tied with a 6-under. Here's the schedule for today. In MLB action, it'll be the Yankees at the Cardinals. You can listen to that one on our sister station, WOKZ 105.9 FM Real Country. John Rooney and the gang take the air at 6:20 later tonight. It'll be the White Sox at the Rangers, Red Sox at the Royals, Blue Jays at the Twins, Angels at the Mariners, Marlins at the Cubs, Nationals at the Phillies, Braves at the Mets, Reds at the Brewers, Rockies at the Diamondbacks, Padres at the Dodgers, and the Pirates are at the Orioles. In PGA action, it'll be continuation of the Winningham Championship. That is a Friday check of sports.
The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce presents Howl at the Moon Dueling Pianos, August 13th at Higginson Farms. Food and beverage available for purchase. Must be 21 to purchase alcohol. Social hour begins at 6. Event runs 7 to 10. Presale tickets just $25 each or $35 night up. Tickets available at McLeansboro City Hall, Banterra Bank, Higginson Farms, People's National Bank, or online at hamcochamber.org. Howl at the Moon Dueling Pianos, August 13th at Higginson Farms. Brought to you by the Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Kyler Gammon, and here's your classic hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 71. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Saturday night's calling for mostly clear skies with a low around 71. Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 89.